The mayor of Los Angeles has begun an unusual trade mission to El Salvador. He wants to stop trading gang members. Some of the most dangerous gangs in L.A. have strong ties to El Salvador. And NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports from the capital, San Salvador.
Salvadoran high school musicians and baton twirlers greeted L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa when he arrived at City Hall in San Salvador. As Villaraigosa was given the key to L.A.'s sister city, he noted that Los Angeles is home to as many as a million Salvadoran immigrants. The two cities also share a common problem: gang violence. In particular, the Mara Salvatrucha and the 18th Street gangs, which were born in the streets of L.A.
These gangs are transnational, and we've got to work across borders, smart, in a multi-pronged way, suppression, prevention, and intervention.
Villaraigosa also visited El Salvador's White House to meet the president, who is his tocayo. They share the same name, Antonio Saca.
Antonio, te doy la bienvenida a El Salvador.
They exchanged hugs. Then President Saca and his chief of the National Police Force signed a formal agreement with Villaraigosa to target what they say is a rising wave of cross-border gang members, those who immigrate to the United States and those who get deported back to El Salvador. As part of the plan, officers from the LAPD's gang unit will share training and tactics and intelligence with the Salvadoran National Police. FBI agent Robert Loosley works with the LAPD and advises Salvadoran police in the 1990s. He's traveling with Villaraigosa's delegation.
We have a chance to work with the Salvadorans and share information we have and probably keep better track of a lot of these individuals who are committing crimes in the U.S., coming to El Salvador, or committing crimes in El Salvador and then going to the U.S., or just using the revolving door.
Graffiti tags of the Mara Salvatrucha, the MS-13, and the 18th Street gang are everywhere in San Salvador. The National Police estimates there are more than 12,000 gang members in the country, responsible for 40% of all homicides. The prisons are overcrowded with tattooed gang members, many of them deported felons from Los Angeles. They send the corrupt gang members here, says Mayra Mejia, who sells pirated DVDs from her stand at an outdoor market downtown. Like many here, she blames the U.S. for exporting the problem, and she says what they need is real opportunities. Salvadorans say they're fed up with the robberies, extortion, assaults, and threats.
Los policías tienen miedos a ellos.
Even the police are afraid of the armed gang members, says university student Donald Escamilla. His friend Patricia Medina says when she was robbed at gunpoint on a public bus, the police were no help. Medina says she hopes El Salvador learns a few tips from the LAPD. Until now, the national police approach has been what President Saca calls the mano dura, the hard hand, or the super mano dura.
Básicamente es represivo, es capturar al delincuente.
It's basically repression, says Saca, to capture delinquents. But activists and gang interventionists have denounced the country's zero-tolerance tactics, saying it's resulted in wholesale roundups and prison terms without due process, and worse. Julio Cañas is a deported member of the Mara Salvatrucha in El Salvador who now works to keep kids away from trouble.
The only thing that the government from El Salvador have is oppression for the kids. Kill kids in the street, kill kids in the prison. Mano dura don't work.
President Saca says El Salvador will take a cue from L.A. and focus not only on police suppression, but also on preventing young people from joining gangs. But even as Mayor Villaraigosa agreed to share tactics, he had to order his own police chief to stay in L.A. in the wake of charges that the LAPD used excessive force to clear the crowd at Tuesday night's immigration rally. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, San Salvador.